Well, let this be the beginning. Let this be the starting of something, Lord. God, that we can be, oh God, put a cap on this thing, Lord. That we can get control of this thing, Lord. God, and the peoples can be helped, Lord. God, we ask all these blessings in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise him today. Come on, let's give some prayer.
We got over 500,000 people in this city. I can imagine there's a lot more of us out there that are silently suffering, and we need to stop that. So thank you for being here tonight and having the courage to come forward and tell your story.
I went to the WIC as I was going to college. I'm still continuing my education. Went to the pediatrician. And I want to say, from my recollection, there were three children out of the five that their lead content was about 43, and I was told, give them orange juice. Didn't know any better. Didn't think about it. I had, out of my seven children, I have six sons and a daughter. One is home with Christ now from a hit and run. And for the life of me, I did everything a mother ought to do. Went to school, worked third shift, did home health care as a nurse, took the children to the zoo, the Bradley Center, the museum, the basketball games, the parks, church every Sunday. That was not a democracy. School was not a democracy. Went to every single school program and every single parent conference. Everything in my mind that a mother ought to do to raise her children to be healthy. And for the life of me, I could not understand why. So what am I saying? Lead affects our children. Today, as I stand here humbly before you, I know why Robin and I are involved and why folks are with us and why we're doing what we're doing. Because we care, it's unjust.
In Jesus' name, as we leave this place, be with us, Lord, until we meet again. Let us all say, amen.